Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee how much? All sickness, and he will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Now then, why do you think he's going to do that? Well, let's go to the next verse in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, and I want to show you what is promised to the under the old covenant, which we have that covenant. It's ours if we know it. Because this is a blessing that was given to Abraham, and you and I became members of this Abrahamic covenant whenever we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. So, under Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, and it says, and it shall come to pass if, now that's a big word, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do, how many of his statutes? All his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now, how many wants to live under these blessings? I want to live under these blessings. So what do we have to do to live under these blessings?
Obey.
It's right. Quite simple. It's really not difficult at all. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. You know, all you got to do is be able to read. You don't even have to be able to read at a very high level, you know, maybe fifth or sixth grade or something like that. And then you can read this and understand this. And then verse 3 and 4, Dave, let's read all 14 of these verses. It says, blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the field. Now that, whether you live in town or out in the country, makes no difference. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body. So who is the fruit of your body?
Children.
Your children, of course. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and blessed shall be the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kind, and the flocks of the sheep, the kinds of goats. And then blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Now, do you hear anything in this you like so far? Everything. I mean, goodness gracious. I do too. Now then, the next couple of verses. The Lord, I love this. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before you seven ways. Now, don't you love that, brother?
Amen.
I love it. Now, who's going to cause that to do that? The Lord is. He's going to bless you. He's going to take care of you. And then he said, the Lord shall, I love this one, don't you? The Lord shall command the blessings. I just can't imagine the Lord saying, I command the blessings to overtake you. Now then, wow. Is that a good thing? How would you like for God to walk up in front of you and say, oh, I'm God, son. And I command the blessings of life to overtake you because you're a good boy. Would you like to hear that? Oh, yeah, me too. Me too. Because I know if God commands the blessings to overcome and overtake you, guess what's going to overtake you? The blessings. Who is in control of the universe? God. He's running things. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in your storehouse and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God gives you. He's going to give you the land. He's going to bless it. He's going to do everything and command all these blessings upon you. Now, verse 9. The Lord shall establish you as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. In other words, you can't walk in your ways. You've got to walk in his way. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Isn't that amazing? Every time I read that, I think about what this young man, when I was the manager down at SkyShift for about 7 years. One day, one of the boys came to me and told me, said, Richard had a dream about you. And I said, oh, what's that? He said, well, he's been asking us, how does Thurman know everything that goes on in this place? He knows what we're all doing. He's got 35 men all over the place, and he seems to know everything everybody does. We can't get by with nothing. He said, he'd been asking that question. So he said, Richard, come in and told us today he had a dream last night, and it was about you. And said he was going for break from the truck shop up to the cafeteria, and he's going down the hall. When he comes around the corner, there's a bright light in the hallway. I thought, wow, where'd that bright light come from? He said he walked around the hall, looked, and said it was coming out of your office. And he walked up down there, and he looked in that big window in your office, and there stood Jesus telling you everything we were all doing. One of the men told him, he said, well, why don't you go talk to Thurman about that? He said, I ain't going to talk to that man. He was afraid to come in my office. Isn't that amazing? And they shall be afraid of you. I mean, all you got to do is walk with God. Isn't that wonderful? The enemy can't touch you. I don't care how big they are. If you know by faith, you can be a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the king says, I'm going to throw you in a fiery furnace if you don't bow down and worship my God. Don't do that, please. No, that ain't what them boys said, is it? Nope. Those boys had great faith. O king, if it be so that you throw us in the fiery furnace, okay, no problem. But the God we serve, he is well able, and he will deliver us through that fire.
It's not a fourth one.
Yeah, but if not, you don't throw us in the fiery furnace. So many people, almost every commentary I ever read about that says, but if you don't deliver them. No, that's not what that says. That's not what that says at all. I read commentary after commentary after commentary, and almost every commentary says, but if you don't deliver them. Now, wait a minute. Dave, go to that scripture in Daniel 3, and let's see what that says. I want you to see this. It took me a long time to read this, but finally one day I got that. Now I just want to read the part where, this Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, in other words, What did the king just tell them he was going to do with them? He just told him, I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace. You all know that, right? Okay. Then he said, if it be so, what, that you throw us in the fiery furnace? If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Now, do you see any faith in that statement? Hey, that's it. Total faith. I mean, these boys, they've been threatened. I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace. Now, that'd take some faith, wouldn't it, Frank?
Yeah.
That'd take some real faith. No. Please, oh, God, please don't let them boys throw me in that furnace. Well, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're going to die in the fire. Because God only honors, he honors need, doesn't he? Does he honor need? Oh, he don't honor need. If he did, there'd be a whole lot of people who'd be meeting their needs, wouldn't it? He honors his word, and he honors faith in his word. So they said, the God we serve is well able, and he will deliver us out of this fiery furnace. He will. And then look what he said. He will deliver us out of your hand, O king. And in verse 18, But if not, you do not throw us in the furnace. That's what he's trying to say. Be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the God, the golden image, which thou hast set up. Now then, but if that means like most commentaries that I've read said, but if you don't deliver us, then you don't need to put the rest of that in there. What happens if he doesn't deliver you? What's going to happen to you, brother, if he don't deliver you from that furnace? You're going to be ashes. That's absolutely right. And so, does ashes bow down and worship anything? No. It couldn't mean that. But if not, you don't throw us in the furnace. Be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. That's pretty clear once you see it, isn't it? So that's what I'm saying. That's why you have to pray over the Bible. You know, God didn't just put everything in there real simple so you could get it the first time. You know that? Young lady, I don't know if you know this yet or not. I hope you don't mind me picking on you today. See, I'm sorry that you settled the front row. See, that's what happens to women to settle the front row. He brought you up here and made you settle the front row. You just say, this guy's your husband, right?
Yes.
Anytime you need something, just because he loves you, you know he automatically knows what you need, and you never have to ask him for nothing, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not the way it works?
Oh, no.
You mean you have to ask him?
Oh, yes.
And he always hears the first time.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Sometimes you have to ask him twice. Sometimes three times. Oh, so he's pretty normal, isn't he? See, now, if women would all learn that, just like my wife the other night. Honey, the hot water, we've been having some terrible high winds around here. And she said, I don't have any hot water. I said, okay, no problem. I'll fix it in the morning. I did hear. I was looking right straight at her. You know, she did have my attention. The next morning, I got up, washed my hands and everything. I never use warm water in the morning. You know, when I get up and wash up, I just use cold water. I'm pretty thrifty. I don't want hot water heater running, see? So I'm real thrifty, so I use cold water. And another thing, too, I've learned that cold water takes the wrinkles out better than hot water. And it's working, praise the King. So I don't have too many of them, do I? So praise the Lord. And so I use cold water. And so that afternoon she said, honey. I said, yes, dear. She said, what about the hot water heater? I said, I never even thought about it again. Now, she was looking me right in the eye when she told me the hot water heater don't work. And I told her, I'll fix it first thing in the morning. And I never thought it went right in this ear and right on out the other side, because I still really had something else on my mind. So it didn't lock into my box in there. So I didn't get it. But whenever she told me the second time, I thought I better go light that hot water heater right now. If I don't, I'm not going to forget it. And she has to tell me three times. See? So your husband just like me? Oh, okay. So me and you's okay. We're okay. We're normal. We're normal. But that's the way guys are. But we have to be told a lot of times, and that's why when God put this in the Word, He put it in there expecting you to read it and meditate over it and pray on it, because if you just read it the first time, you won't never get the true meaning of that statement.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.